get nuts! Come on, let's get nuts.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Man, it is a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Sure is.
Man, I'm telling you right now, it's a beautiful time. Maybe you're out in Cargill. Head on out to Cargill's historic town square. Get you a little Dyers action on. That's right, Dyers. It's not just downtown anymore. It's out in Cargill, their historic town square. Get one of their famous burgers, their dogs, their tamales, their catfish, their clubs, their chicken sandwiches. They've got it all. You can also go to dyerscafe.com online. You can check them out. You can order from online or you can give them a call, 901-850-7750. They also cater. This weekend, there's a lot of basketball. Maybe on the way home from work, just stop by and grab some Pasquale's, tamales, some catfish, some dogs, some burgers, some fries, some onion rings, some tots, and just take it all home. And then watch hoops and baseball all night long. That sounds perfect to me. Check out Dyers, 101 North Center Street. Mr. Dacus, we're going to do a little bit of wood here in just a minute. But before we get in there, I need to know. You listened to me talk a little bit about the basketball games today. Right now, I guess the game that I feel most comfortable with early on, and it's kind of scary to think about, but it's Purdue and Houston. It's two number one seeds. We saw Arizona and North Carolina, 2-1 seeds, lose yesterday. Mm-hmm. I just don't think all 4-1 seeds are going to lose in the Sweet 16. I love Houston because of their grit, their toughness. I think they're going to bring it in Dallas. I mean, like, that is going to be a overwhelmingly crazy Houston crowd.
Right.
I think they're going to bring it. By the way, the crowds last night were terrible on the West Coast. Did you see how many empty seats there were?
Yes.
What the bleep was that, bro?
That's a good question.
Like, what are you doing out there, Westies?
Westies.
God, little lefty. Lefties?
There you go.
That's nuts. I'm just telling you right now, I like Houston a lot. -4.5, number one seed. I think they killed Duke again. I've been saying to you, Duke has not played anybody in the NCAA tournament. And I was one who came on this air on Monday before I really looked at it and was like going, dude, Duke looks so good. After they lost in the first round of the ACC tournament, John Shire's got their guards playing. And then I started to be like, wait a second. It was James Madison. It was freaking Vermont. Like, dude, where, like, Vermont? Northeast? Do they, like, what do they do in Vermont?
It's a great question.
Like, what is there to do in Vermont?
Nothing.
I guess.
I think it's the answer.
Yeah. Like, that's who they beat. And again, James Madison, I can't, like, say a whole bunch about James Madison because, like, they've been playing great football this year. They've been playing good basketball. Mm-hmm. And they did beat Wisconsin.
That's right.
But these two teams, that is nothing for me. And I'm just kind of curious, am I dismissing Duke a little too much, or is this the perfect time to pounce, get Houston at a very, very low number, -4.5, and this defense is just going to bog down and embarrass Filipowski and the group?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm excited for that game. I think it's going to be a good game. I really like what Duke has done this season. They've been a fun team to watch, but, you know, it's really, you know, do they come to play? I feel like we're saying that about a lot of teams this year. But, you know, I think it's really it. Houston, their defense is unbelievable, you know, one of the best in the country, and they can, you know, seem to lock down anybody. But then we also saw last week here in Memphis that if they need to get in a shootout, they will and win.
A&M team, though, that Texas A&M team that they beat here in Memphis, that was one great game.
Yeah.
They did have a 10-point lead late, and they did hold on and win. And it was a crazy high-scoring affair. I don't want to see them doing that, like, with Duke tonight. But, like, Texas A&M, I don't know what it was, but in this tournament, they were hot.
Yeah.
And all the preseason expectations that you had with Radford and Wade, like, kind of came to fruition.
Sure
and
did.
Like, that was a good Texas A&M team that the Cougars beat.
Yeah, it really was. And showed that they could, you know, keep that pace, you know, and get up and down the floor, score a lot of points, and they did that. So, I mean, I like Houston. I have Houston. When we did our picks for our brackets, I had Houston winning the whole thing. So, I mean, I like Houston tonight, but I am excited for this game.
All right, now the Purdue-Gonzaga game, another number one seed. Again, I look at the Zags, and I feel like they haven't really beat anybody. I feel like they play in a terrible conference. We saw what happened with St. Mary's, and, you know, I don't know, man. Mark Few is the dude, let's be real. But, again, they beat a Kansas team that I don't think is any good, and they beat McNeese. So, do the Zags really stand a chance against the Purdue Boilermakers tonight with Zach Edey and Braden Smith doing their thing?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I think – I was listening to something earlier this week, and
– Zach Edey ain't Hunter Dickinson, man.
No, he's definitely not. But I was listening to something earlier this week, and they were talking about Gonzaga, and I guess how a couple years ago, I forgot what team it was, but Gonzaga played somebody. I think it was when they played Baylor in the national championship, and they lost to Baylor. And Mark Few was like really disappointed, whatever. But then the next year, they went out and they played somebody in one of these early tournaments, and then during the tournament, they saw that team again and beat them. And Mark Few said after the game, we didn't look very good that first time we saw them, but we got the game plan. We saw what they like to do. And then the second time, based on, you know, after watching more film on them and then already seeing them on the court, we knew what we needed to do to beat them, and we went out
so
and beat
that,
them.
So you're giving me a little pause for cause.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of people have been kind of pointing to that, saying they've already seen this Purdue team.
But that was in, what, Maui?
It was in Maui
that
earlier
was
in the
so
season.
Long ago.
I know, but when you have a coach as good as Mark Few, you know, that's really all they need. I'm not saying Gonzaga's going to win this game, because Purdue can easily go out there and do exactly what they did earlier this season in Maui and beat Gonzaga by double digits, but this Gonzaga team has looked better. I just don't know. You know, you're going to have to rely a lot on Graham Ike down low against you know, against the big boy. And,
dude,
and
let me just tell you something. EK is very underrated.
He's a good player. There are times where he
looked
really
good. I didn't
think
he was any good in the tournament. Again, he's looked really good. Against Kansas, I thought he looked great.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. I just think
he's gonna get overwhelmed.
A lot higher expectations for what he did for most of the season. But you're right, since the tournament, really since that game against Kentucky, he's really been a really good player.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty nasty, Graham EK. But damn, he's only like what, 6'8"?
He's a tiny guy.
Like Zach Edey's 7'4", isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
EK's going to be in some deep, deep trouble tonight. I just keep thinking that they're just – you know what I'm doing right now? I'm giving you all the dime bag special from John Harden. We're going to put it in right now. And I've already talked myself into it. I'm not backing off. Both one seeds win tonight.
Wow.
Convincing fashion, I believe.
Just taking them on the money line? Or are you?
I'm about to do a two-game parlay, Houston and Duke.
With both on the money
Houston
line.
I mean
Houston and Purdue.
Houston and Purdue.
Can I bring something up about the Tennessee game
Absolutely.
As well?
I'm scared to bet that game, even though I want to put my whole children's future on it.
So, we talked yesterday to Vince Ferrara, Brett and I did, in the afternoon. And so, I was going and I was reading a lot about this Tennessee matchup and everything. And one of their assistant coaches spoke to the media earlier this week, and he compared Creighton to Alabama. And said, you know, this team wants to shoot a lot of threes. You know, that's kind of where they get their money, is shooting the three ball.
Saw them beat UConn with the three.
Sure did. And so he said, we think they're a lot like Alabama. So
Tennessee defends the three-point line very well.
That's where I'm getting at. Because he said, we're going about this week like we did when we prepared for Alabama. They swept Alabama this year.
They
beat Alabama both
times. They went down to Tuscaloosa
times.
And pimp slapped them.
That's right. And defense is you know, a big part of this Tennessee game, and I've heard a lot of people talk, and it was an ugly game against Texas, but I think that's a game they needed to get kind of back to,
like, they got their bad game out,
they got that
survived.
Bad shooting game out. It was very defensive minded. They won that game because of the defense, because they forced bad shots from Texas, and so I think they're going to be locked in defensively. I think that shot's going to come back to them tonight. I'm not saying they win. But I like them tonight. I think Tennessee has a really good shot tonight.
A two-game parlay with Houston on the money line, Purdue on the money line, comeback is +120, both teams just to win.
I like that.
Let's see what this insurance is. 10% up to $500. Thank you very much. All right, 5 will bring back 11-02-34. Let's go Houston and Purdue.
How about that?
All right, all right. I got to bet in. You know what? I got to do something else. So I look good. I feel good. Why? Because I go to Frontier Western Store. My girl looks good. Why? Because she goes to Frontier Western Store. My boy Matt's walking around in his boots, feeling good, looking good. Why? Because he got him at Frontier Western Store. If you need jeans, shirts, fall fashion, spring fashion, summer clothes, boots, jeans, work clothes, whatever you need, they have it because they have a children's section. They have a ladies' boutique. They have a men's department, and they have the largest boot showroom on planet Earth. When you need nice Western boots, good custom Western boots, some cowboy boots, dress boots, when you need something good on your feet, good on your back, good on your head, head on down to Frontier Western Store. If you can't get down to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch, you can always shop online at frontierwesternstore.com. It's easy to navigate. They ship their order out within 24 hours. Bing, bang, boom. You got your threads. Frontier Western Store, frontierwesternstore.com. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This access Hardinwood.
P. Diddy. We've been talking a little bit about the diddle. P. Diddle. Well, did you know he went to Top Golf in Miami last night?
Really?
Yeah, with his daughters. I didn't even know he had daughters.
Huh. So did, like, the SWAT team, like, bust up in there?
No, dude. He was looking chill. Was wearing, like, a really expensive, like, comfy sweatsuit thing. What did they say? He was rocking a Sergio Tachi Velvole tracksuit.
Wow.
He was with his two daughters. I mean, he's probably going around, like, being seen in public with his daughters so he doesn't look like he's, like, trafficking children, maybe.
Huh.
Like, maybe he has a heart. I don't believe it. But, yeah, Diddy. And if you're in Miami, man, like, you're going to Top Golf. Like, we got a Top Golf here.
But I thought the feds were looking for him. Like, what happened?
No. They've seized his electronics. They went and saw him. They arrested a couple of his people that were with him because they had drugs on him.
Okay.
Remember Jerry McNamara?
No.
He played at Syracuse.
Oh, that kid. Yes, yes.
Well, he's now coach at Siena. Did you see that?
Yes.
Congratulations to Jerry McNamara. The other guard that played at Syracuse back then, he's in jail because he had a bunch of drugs. He's a drug mule for P. Diddy.
So one guy's a coach at Siena now. The other is in prison.
The lesson here is life choices. You know what I'm saying?
But one made more than the other. Just saying.
No, what I'm saying is, well, look, but he's going to the slammer.
That's a good point.
Like, Jerry McNamara is out there helping young fellas. Hey, man, choices matter. Make sure you make that right choice. But if you make the wrong choice, you just got to get back up on that horse. Now, P. Diddle, he's doing terrible stuff. And Patrick Mahomes deleted all the tweets that he had put out there on his ex about P. Diddy. Like, he said, 75th happy birthday to P. Diddy. He is not 75.
Now.
Oh, no, Pat Day underscore 75. What a weird handle. Anyway, point is, yeah, he had, like, Stay Fam. He had all kinds of stuff. Dude, Pat Mahomes had some love for the diddle. You know what I'm saying?
I also saw people pointing out that, I guess, LeBron James had, like, a tweet that said, there's no party like a P. Diddy party or something like that.
Uh-huh. And LeBron James, he went to a couple freak-out parties with P. Diddle.
Interesting.
By the way, I thought it was also funny on the X yesterday because the P. Diddle was running all over the X.
Sure.
Like, somebody was like, man, when are they going to get this person next and this person next and this person next and this person next? And then one showed, like, a picture of Barack Obama with P. Diddle. And they were like, when are they going to get him? And then a dude came under and said, when are they going to get him? And had a picture of P. Diddy and Trump. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, yeah, Diddy is with hilarious. Everybody.
Literally, everybody.
Like, there are pictures with Diddy and almost everybody.
I honestly think, and not saying that, like, any of these celebrities have done anything bad, but, like, I think you could find a picture or make some sort of connection between Diddy and, like, every celebrity in the country.
They put Taylor Swift pictures with hilarious. Taylor Swift. She signed her last contract at P. Diddy's house.
Did she really?
Yeah, at least it was on X. And, again, everything on X is real.
That's right. Bingo. You know? Bingo, John.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, I'm losing respect for every single day that he stays in this relationship because he is turning into almost a T.
What?
Yeah. She is emasculating him so much to where he's on the golf course with a bunch of bros and he's playing Bad Blood and singing all the lyrics to
now
her
I got
song.
Bad Blood.
And he's playing air guitar. And let me just tell you something. Like, what are you, 30 years old, bro? You listen to T-Swizzle? She's terrible.
He is like 30 years old.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying, like, why do like a 30-year-old man listen to Taylor Swift songs?
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, what are you, an old man? What are you, like, 30 or something?
No, he's a grown-ass man. Grown-ass men don't listen to Taylor Swift songs.
But it's his girlfriend.
I mean, that's another reason not to listen to her. You have to listen to her when you're with her.
Huh.
Like, he doesn't get a choice because they only go on vacations by themselves. So literally, when they're together, the only person he can talk to is her and the help, and he's probably not talking to the help.
I guess so.
I got to take a quick time out because T-Money and Uncle Brasky are coming up on the other side. We're breaking down all of the bets. Don't you dare touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Degas all day long, all day strong. Big thanks to Jay Hamm who joined us. We talk a lot of hoops, a little Sweet 16 actions, a little NBA. We've had a lot of fun. Now we're going to get some bets with T-Money and Uncle Brasky, talk a little bit of World Wing Fest. It's absolutely amazing. You better get your dadgum tickets, worldwingfest.com. We're going to be down there partying like rock stars. Oh, I need to give away some more tickets, by the way.
Yeah, you do.
I forgot. I got a bunch of tickets to give away because I'm a super awesome guy because it's a nice
person.
Yeah,
you are.
Went and bought a bunch of the tickets because he said, oh, I can't be there, but I'm going to support the Romano McDonald House. Great, great cause. Now, I was thinking about something, and I really had something very important that I was going to come back and talk to you about. It was very, very important.
Me?
Yes, and the people that are listening on the radio. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was going to say, who's waking up with more regrets? Deja Evans or North Carolina and Arizona fans? Because I think it's Deja Evans who ruined R.J. Davis and Caleb Love because both of them were 0 for 9 from deep last night.
I think both of them were thinking about seeing her again. Certainly Caleb Love. I was like, if we win this game, I'm going to get to see her again because she's going to be in the crowd.
In the crowd with R.J.
And so he started playing a little too tight. R.J. on the other hand is like, man, I can't wait to face Caleb Love and just, shove him into the ground. And then he started playing tight.
And then he went 0 for 9 as well.
Both of them, yeah.
This is the day of regret for R.J. Right. Davis and Deja Evans and Caleb Love. Terrible performances. Two number ones went down last night. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen tonight, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Houston and Purdue ain't losing. Mm. Two-game parlay. I'll call it the Dimebag Special because of Uncle Brasky. Plus 120 if you parlay them both on the money line, and they both win. So that's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. Let's bring in T-Money. What's up, Money? How you doing on this beautiful Friday?
Johnny, it is a beautiful Friday. It is a beautiful day in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, it is. And I'm going to tell you something. I looked in my little crystal ball, and I hear on 420, April 20th, it's going to be the most beautiful day of the year. What's happening?
Well, Johnny, we got the World Wing Fest down there at
River Garden Park.
River Garden Park. Come on down. We've got, I think we got about 40, 50 teams right now. There's going to be lots of music, lots of wings, lots of fun. You can see your favorite radio stars. Uncle Brasky will be there. Big Slender will be there. Big Cheap. I heard Slender and Cheap, they may have some headshots that they were going to sign for a couple of fans. So they may even be signing some autographs down there. We're going to have Big T. Ice T will be down there. Johnny Radio will be there. I mean, we're just T-Money. We're just going to have a big time.
And if you want to hang out with us in the VIP tent, you can do that. You just go to worldwingfest.com. It's completely catered. It's got an open bar. We are going to be drinking Tito's like it's going out of style. And again, there's two stages. Did you realize that? We got music all dead gum day long. Like, yes, we got the World Wing Fest going on. It's the 22nd annual World Wing Fest. All the proceeds go to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. The teams are playing for cash prizes. But, man, they have the RS Financial State that's going to be bumping. You got Earl the Pearl. They got Memphis Funk Horns. Then there's going to be the wing eating contest at 2 o'clock. You got Elevation Memphis featuring the Tina Turner Review. They're going to give awards about 5:45. On the other stage, the blue stage, they got Clarksdale at 1:30. You got Alexis Grace. She used to work here. She's going to be playing down there. Yeah. Do you want to know what I did accidentally to Alexis Grace when she was working here?
Well, what'd you do, Johnny? Hopefully man, this is terrible. Bad.
No, it's not bad. It was an accident. But do you know how tiny, like, she's very, very tiny person. Have you seen how small she is?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, very, very small. And, you know, there's a men's restroom and a women's restroom. And I don't know if you know this, but up in my building, there's only two women up here. And rest their souls, they're angels. I love you, Rhonda. I love you. I love you, Ms. Margaret. But there's only like two women, and I forgot there's a little Alexis Grace down at the other side. And the men's restroom, like there was some reason, man. There was like people like waiting outside. I only got a couple minutes in between commercials. I had to go use the restroom, so I ran into the women's room. I popped the seat up because I don't want to pee on the where they sit down. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm being a gentleman, so I push the seat up. I do my business. I come out here and I get on the radio. And as I'm on there, the doors open on the other side where the producers are, and you can see, like drama happening out there. And I'm like, what's happening?
Oh, no.
And Alexis Grace is cussing everybody out there in the hall, wanting to know who left the seat up in the women's restroom because she went straight in, bro.
Johnny.
Like, oh, I mean, I'm talking about she was soaked. She was so mad. I was scared to fess up to it.
I'd have been like, I don't know who did that.
I never fessed up. She was screaming,
like, that
dude,
sounds wild to me.
Who left the women's seat up? And man, I was like, bro, I wasn't even going to say it. I did say it now because now
I'd have been on their side.
Water
under
the bridge.
Get them.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, man, what in that? I was like, somebody is such a jerk. Like, inconsiderate. But I was trying to be considerate about lifting up the lead. Man, that is
hey,
life.
Johnny, before we get off the Wing Fest, I've got a piece of paper here, and it tells me who the World Wing Cup Series leaders are. Now, if you don't know what that is, that's another piece of the Wing Fest that Orion Bank's doing, and they're giving a $25,000 cash reward. It's over a five-year period with teams that are in the Wing Fest, okay? And if you finish in the top 30, you get a third of a point. It goes from three all the way down is how they scored, is the way Paul told me. That wasn't a very good explanation. But anyway, I want to read off the top five Wing World Cup Series leaders. Okay, Johnny, y'all
Let's
ready for
do this?
This. Nobody, this is the first time this has been public, Johnny. Nobody knows this but me and a couple other people. Okay, we're going to start at number five. Number five is the Barnyard Pimps.
Oh, I love the Barnyard Pimps.
Tom Mitchell's club, the Barnyard Pimps, are coming at number five.
I got a Barnyard Pimps shirt.
Yes, you do, and a koozie. You better have a koozie.
I do have the koozie, too. You're right.
That's right. All right, number four, Johnny, Wing Avenue. Number three, Fat Side Up. Number two, Ain't It the Life.
Damn.
And the number one ranked team in the World Wing Fest Series is Team Springbrook Bri out of South Africa.
No
surprise, way. Surprise, surprise, a World Wing Cup Series leader is not from America. Thanks, Paul.
Wow. By the way, that's fascinating. But, you know, what was it, Ain't Life? Ain't It Life? Is that what they're called?
Ain't It the Life.
Ain't It the Life. Mm-hmm. They should have done Ain't Life Grand. You know why?
Why?
Because that's a great Wiggle band. It's Widespread Panic. It's a great song, man. God. They could be Wiggle guys. And I'd be over at their tent winging with them.
You would have noticed that was a Widespread song, and you'd have been like, they're Wiggle people.
Yeah, they definitely would have been Wiggle people. I love Wiggle people. Now, make sure, by the way, everybody go to worldwingfest.com. If you have a team and you want to enter, you better hurry up, go up there, fill out the forms. They're right there at worldwingfest.com. The entertainment's up there. But you can buy the VIP tickets for $150. You can get general admission tickets for $10. It's going to be a lot of fun to get. It's 420, April 20th down at River Garden Park. Come and see us. And again, all proceeds benefit the Ronald McDonald House. Uncle Brasky, how you doing, brother?
Doing great. How about yourself, Johnny?
Blessed beyond belief.
Absolutely.
You went 3-0 last week, bro.
I told you, just ride the train with me. This is like the Lane train.
I ain't riding the train with you, bro.
Man, I'm telling you. And one thing all of your listeners need to know, today is the last day to renew your season football tickets for Ole Miss.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a packed house this year. Probably a national championship coming this way. Do not miss out. Renew your tickets.
Is that for, like, people who are, like, I should already be set up. I haven't been checking my email, man. Like, oh,
man, you better check your email or you'll be standing outside looking in.
Is this, oh, my gosh, yes, I do. Thank you very much. I'm going to do that now. Now, y'all can talk.
All right. Well, next thing, Johnny, the Whirlwind Fest. Everybody will be there, and I want to be a judge. Just not in the VIP tent. I want to judge.
Well, you judge everybody every day.
Well, I know that, but I want to be a judge.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but what are your qualifications?
Yeah, you got to be certified. Uncle Brad.
Like, you ain't certified. The only thing you're certified are is certified drunk.
Well, I did polish off a bottle of Doers last night. But besides that, I mean, all you got to do is eat the wings, and if they're good, then they win.
That's interesting.
Man, that's why you're not the judge. That's like Freddie Tate. When he does the judging over there at the Italian Fest, he said, I give everybody 10. Now, how's that fair?
Yeah, that isn't fair,
man. This is Freddie Tate.
Dude, okay,
about.
Why don't you treat Wing Fest like it's dead gum Miss America? I know you got a damn opinion.
Well, no, I mean, we tried to rig a wet T-shirt contest one time, and that didn't even work. When we were judged, when I had the bar, you know, I mean, we had this idiot.
By the way, I would tell you something. Have you ever been to a wet tea contest, Dacus?
I've not, no.
Do you remember back in the day when we were growing up, man? Like, every year we'd go to Panama City and there'd be wet tea contests all
Club
over the place. Club La Vila.
Don't play with me, Johnny.
Woo-wee, I missed them. I want to be young again. But I will tell you, since I'm old, I went to the SLS Club in Miami, and that was off the chain.
You know who I went to Club La Vila with, Johnny? You know who I went to Club La Vila with?
No.
Eric Peterson.
Good Lord, son. I'm glad you're alive.
Man, we had to go. We got to run it. I know that.
I bet you did. All right. Y'all ready to do some bets?
We're ready.
Let's do it, Johnny.
Man, you got me thinking of wet T-shirt contest and Club La Vila, brother. Let's make some money, people. Who are we betting on this week, Money?
Johnny, you know, I love that it's opening day and baseball and all that. And Uncle Brasky and I were talking about who we're going to fade this year. And, you know, you got to do it all the time if you're going to fade. And we chose the Oakland A's. We're going to fade them all year because they got about, 100 fans in the stands. They're ready to go to Vegas. And they don't really have a good baseball team at all. So we're going to fade them all year long. So that's just a year-long baseball fade we're going to do. But we're going to stick with basketball because that's what it is, Johnny. We're in the most glorious time of the year. It's beautiful out. The fishing's about to start. The crappie are biting. The azaleas are blooming. You know, Tulips are coming. It's just a beautiful time to be alive right now, Johnny. And just remember, Johnny, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine. And with that being said, we're going to take Big Slender's play. He's been all over this play. We talked about it for a little bit. He loves the South Carolina women, -16.5, playing Indiana. Now, if you remember, Indiana upset them a few years back in 2019. That's for Jay Ham, the historian, right there.
That was
back
good.
In 2019, Indiana beat them when that All-American girl was a freshman. Now she's a senior. Only girl on that team to beat South Carolina. What's her name? Marcia's, anyway, but I like South Carolina women 16.5. They're rolling, folks. They won by 51, 47. They're on a mission. They got one of the best female coaches in all of basketball. But I like the women, South Carolina. This is Big Slender's play. We're going to ride it. 16.5, South Carolina Gamecock women.
South Carolina, thank you to Big Slender. I will be thanking you possibly later this afternoon or not because I wasn't going to play that game. But that's at 4 o'clock. I actually got a nice little window to watch that bad boy today. That's also on the regular ESPN. Did you know that?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they didn't even put it on the deuce or the news. It's on regular ESPN.
Good. I'll be able to watch it, too. Absolutely. All right, Johnny, we're going to go with our next play. And I love this team, and everybody knows that I'm the new Houston Cougar fan. That's my new basketball team until Penny gets it together. I like Houston tonight, -4 playing Duke. This is the chance. Go ahead and get Houston while you can at -4. It's kind of been bouncing all over. I mean, this is the best value you're going to get on this Houston team. They play lockdown defense. You know Duke's going to go to some of their old tactics. They're going to try to trip Elgin Crier and those boys. They ain't going to trip up no Crier, no Snead or them. They're too tough. They're too experienced guards. They're not going to be playing those games that the Duke Blue Devils like to play. So I love the Houston Cougars tonight, -4. Get what you can on it. I love them.
I'm putting it all on them. I love Houston as well, so we're in agreement.
I love it, Johnny. That's my plays. Those are my two plays. Go get rich.
All right, Uncle Brasky, coming off a 3-0 week, what do you have for the people?
We're going 3-0 again this week, Johnny, and I like three games tonight.
Which
I'm going to be betting tomorrow. I love three of them tonight. I love that South Carolina one. That was, you know, I'm on that already. We talked about that this morning. But I like the NC State for a regular play, catching 7.5.
Against Marquette?
Against Marquette. I think that's a lot of points. I don't necessarily think they win. But, you know, anytime you're feeling bad about yourself, all you got to do is watch that Jimmy V speech. Man, it makes you want to run through the door.
True that.
I agree.
True that.
You know, 41 years since they won the national championship. But I mean, they've only won 8 straight games. So I just don't see them. I think that's a lot of points. I take NC State plus the point.
All right, I like that.
And then the nickel play this week, I think this is going to be an ugly game. I'd probably take the under in it, but I like Tennessee -3.5. I think it's going to be a defensive game, low scoring. Tennessee wins those games.
Think Katy Perry's going to show up and eat hot dogs?
I hope so. I hope so. Why would you?
And I agree.
You know, we're eating a corn dog this time.
Yeah. Get it on now. Get it on. All right, so we got the nickel play. I like Tennessee. I'm scared of it, but I'll back them tonight with you to make my family happy. Who else you got for the dime
bag? And the dime bag play of the week, Johnny. These two teams played back in November at Gonzaga. Purdue beat them by 12. I think Purdue -5.5. I think that is a cod lock right there. They remember how they got done last year in the tournament. They're not going to lose to Gonzaga.
Zach Edey and the boys are going to drop the hammer on the Zags. I like it. I think I love everything y'all said. That makes me a little bit nervous.
Well, you know, that don't let that make you nervous. Let it make you rich. Don't you want to be riding fat like we're doing this week?
Dude, yeah, what y'all doing?
Well, we've been riding fat all week.
I know you're riding fat, but if you're riding fat, what does that just mean, an extra lap every day around the square?
Two laps around the square a day when your wallet stick. You can do two. Sometimes you do three.
Ooh.
You know, sometimes, ooh, you know, the cab driver has to pour you out of the cab when you get home.
Just don't act like Andy Kennedy, deadgummit.
Right. Don't be acting a fool. Don't be acting a fool, but you always keep your cab driver on speed dial.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I got to roll and pay some bills. I'm going to get up out of here. It's about time to start partying. I'm sure I'll see y'all later on. And I need y'all to do me a quick favor. Remind everybody, where do they need to go to get their wings? Wing their tickets.
You go to www.wingfest.com.
World Wing Fest. Close.
Worldwingfest.com.
And by the way, you don't have to type www. anymore.
Just, you don't have to do that
just
anymore.
Just do worldwingfest.com, and it's going to come right up, brother.
Come on,
Ronnie. All right, gentlemen. All right. I got to say goodbye to the people.
All right, y'all. Remember,
bye, everybody.
Dangerous, man.
I love this.
Absolutely.
Voice. We got to take a quick timeout. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56, WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. My time is coming gone for this week. We're about to roll up out of this junk. Again, I got to tell you who I'm playing. I got a two-game parlay, Houston on the money line, Purdue on the money line. Both number one seeds. Like last night, you had North Carolina go down, number one seed. Arizona went down, a two seed. UConn is the number one overall seed, and they're kicking everybody's tail. I don't think the one seeds are going down. I think North Carolina's the only one that's going to fall in the Sweet 16. So I'm rocking with two ones tonight. Also, I have to tell you, man, I kind of like Tennessee. So therefore, I better have a dog in there. So that means I got to take NC State. Last night, it was underdog Alabama, underdog Clemson, and underdog Illinois that came in with only one favorite being UConn. Hopefully tonight it's three favorites and one dog. Whew. Oh, by the way, don't forget, man, the girls start at 4 o'clock. South Carolina women minus 16 and a half. Take that stuff, lock it up, and, you know, start up building up your bankroll to pound these the games of this weekend. I hope you enjoy your weekend. For Bryant Dacus, I'm John Harden. Get out there, make the world a better place. We're going to see you on the flip side. Peace.